Imagine. Can you imagine what it would be like to have rockets flying over your head at dawn? Soldiers bursting into your house while you were sleeping? Or having to show your ID as you cross a military checkpoint to go to work each day? It's probably pretty difficult for us to imagine such unsettling instances of life, nor should we. For the twisted realities of war and terrorism and injustice cast a long shadow over our world and humanity. Right now, the unfolding story in the Holy Lands is another teary-eyed chapter of the history of Israeli Jews and Palestinian Arabs living in the same land. A tumbling cycle of violence that has proved profoundly difficult to break. Like in other conflicts, the cruel forces of dehumanization and indignity attempt to strip a person of who they really are. That true identity as children of one God, and the call to each of us to be healers and peacemakers. In August, as some of you may have read in our cathedral's newsletter, I served with Jerusalem Peace Builders, an interfaith nonprofit that brings together Americans, Israelis, and Palestinians for peace and leadership programs. And this past summer was my 10th year running these camps for teens. Our approach is simple. To imagine a future, a new future in the Holy Lands, you start with the youth, the next generation. Through workshops and dialogues, service projects, and visits to Muslim, Jewish, and Christian faith communities, participants are offered a unique opportunity to transform themselves and each other, to break free from the competing narratives of their societies, to redirect their lives and live not as adversaries and enemies, but as neighbors and friends. This humble service is both incredible and heartbreaking at the same time, for our work has been dramatically set back by recent events. However, this life that is revealed in JPB, in Jerusalem Peace Builders, is a bold reflection of the one read about in that scroll in that synagogue. The one proclaimed on the Mount of the Beatitudes. It is a life that we do not just give up on and walk away, but it is one that requires continual recommitment, prayer and faithfulness, nourishment and community and sacrament. For through death, there is life. What I've learned that I want to close and offer to you in this work is that peacemaking is not just reserved for places like the Middle East, but it is called for and commanded right here. The reconciliation of our conflicts, the renewal and redemption and healing of our souls. On this night, as we are together, I ask, how might I be called? I ask you, how might you be called to be a healer? How might you be called to be a peace builder? Amen.
Amen. Amen.